This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Big night in Perth tonight. In fact, a huge weekend. We've got so much to cover off on the show. But first and foremost, she's getting set to release her 13th studio album coming up Friday, the 11th of March. It's This Is Me, M-E. But she happens to be in town as we speak. She's playing tonight at the Riverside Theatre. Melissa Etheridge, hello.
Well, hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I've just been so happy here in Australia the last few days.
It is fabulous to have you here. And thank you so much for taking a bit of time out to jump on the show and have a chat as well.
My pleasure.
So what are you up to right now? You're in your hotel room. You're just hanging out.
That's exactly where I am, looking out the window. The sun is getting more and more shining, and it's feeling good.
You got a beautiful day here. Actually, it was a little bit rainy in the north, but as far as over the top of the CBD, you've got an absolute rock-solid day here in Perth today.
It's gorgeous. What a great city. I've been coming here for a few years now, and it certainly has grown over the last 25 years that I've been here.
Well, this is perfect. I mean, you've actually just happened to stop by when we've opened up our brand new things like Elizabeth Quay. I mean, has your management and the people that are here with you, have you got a tour guide? Have you got a chance to romp around a little bit?
I didn't. I was about to go out today, and that's when it started raining.
Oh, yeah.
I had to come back. I had this interview I had to do with a radio station.
I know. That's disgusting. That's terrible. What kind of idiots would put you through such a thing? God.
No, I'm loving talking to you.
Oh, thank you. That's actually really nice. I went over your Twitter, most recent post. On my way to hashtag Perth. Long flight today. Australia's been amazing. Miss my wife and family. How is everybody doing? And more importantly, in terms of missing your wife and family, are you okay? Are you doing all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally okay. I am happier than I've ever been in my life. I'm cancer-free. I'm in the most amazing, supportive, wonderful relationship. My children are getting older. They have wonderful lives. I'm doing great. I just miss it all. And I'm doing great down here, too.
it blows me away that you would say something like, you know, and please forgive me if I get this wrong, in your 50s, right?
Yeah, 54.
Right. So it blows me away that you would go, I'm in the best shape that I've been in my entire life. I mean, I'm talking to a woman who, you know, has got a Grammy for best female rock vocal. Like you're an activist. You've gotten out there. You've gotten amongst it. You've done it all. And yet right here, right now, you're the best that you've ever been.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And don't you want your life to be like that? And that's really where, because my health is my priority, because my joy is my priority, that's what I get. And I've been having a great time playing all these concerts here in Australia. Australians love their rock and roll. I've been having such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been eating some great food. You guys you know what you're doing with the food here.
Oh, thank you very much. How long are you in town for? I know you're over to the Riverside Theatre for your show tonight, but do you take off as soon as you're done?
I take off in the morning. Yeah, it'll be early. Yeah, early in the morning. And then,
what a shame, yeah.
I know.
Because there is, if you had a bit of time, there is some great spot. I could have thrown a few out. There's Bibb and Tucker near Fremantle, which has got this amazing pizza. It's called a breakfast pizza. So all of your bacon, your eggs, your mushroom, everything is on the pizza.
Oh, yum.
It's insane.
I have to come back here sometime with my family when I can take a few days, you know, in every city, and because this is one that is really worth sticking around for a few days.
That's absolutely right. Melissa Etheridge, though, is still with us right now, ahead of her show at the Riverside Theatre, and everybody wants to know what we can expect tonight.
Oh, tonight? I don't come here enough to sort of play new songs a lot or experiment with anything. Tonight's going to be, you're going to hear your favorite songs. I'll play a couple of deep album tracks and a couple new songs, but it's going to be focused on just let's play the music we know and love and rock and roll, and you're going to hear me play a lot of guitar. I've been loving playing the guitar lately and singing songs and just having a good time.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. Like, when I go to see someone like yourself, I want to see you play the classics. Like, I know there's new stuff that you want to put out there, but, I mean, I want to hear Bring Me Some Water, you know?
You And I want to start that song because every time I start that song, everybody goes crazy. And
yeah,
why not?
Absolutely.
We want to do that. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. One other thing. This is ME. This is Me, your 13th studio album. It drops here in, what have we got, 10 more days. So we're not too far away from it as well. What's on the new album?
Oh, you're going to love the music on this. If you like me as the singer-songwriter rocking out, you're going to love this album because there's songs of love and wanting and desire. There's fun song, there's naughty songs, there's songs that make you think, songs that make you feel, and there's a lot of guitar and there's a lot of my voice and some harmonica and just, you know, it's me. I collaborated musically with a few more people than I usually do, but other than that, it's what you know and love.
So, all right, if this is you and we're hearing some naughty songs, are you saying that you can be a little bit naughty every now and again, Melissa?
I hope so. Good Lord. I don't know if I want to live life without being naughty.
That's for sure. Hey, listen, just quickly, thank you so much for jumping on and having a chat. All the best with the show tonight. The crowd is going to absolutely love it at the Riverside Theatre.
Great. Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
And we don't have to get into this too much, but I just want to, I just think you can give yourself a pat on the back. Anybody who can reject Brad Pitt, no matter what part of his body, deserves a pat on the back.
You know, I love the man, and he's such a great family man, and it was so, you know, I mentioned the guy's name, and it's world news, and that's just bizarre to me, but,
it is,
you know,
isn't it?
He's a sweet guy. He loves his kids and his family, and I just wish him the best.
Yeah, it's funny you say that it's bizarre, because to you guys, it's probably just a conversation and a chat and just normal life, isn't it?
It's totally. Totally. And that's so long ago. It was so long ago, and someone just asked me, they brought up, and I was actually laughing because recently I had said something to my son, like, well, you know, Brad was almost your dad. And he's like, I know, I could have been insanely handsome. And I thought that was a funny story. And then it just got back to the whole thing to, you know, 20 years ago. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, of course. Oh, that's gold. Well, again, thank you so much for taking a quick time to chat, Melissa. Enjoy the rest of your time in Perth. Oz Comic Con. Probably not. No. Even Grievy producer's laughing. It hits Perth this weekend at the Perth Convention Exhibition Centre. I will definitely be there. And to celebrate each day this week, we've been giving away an Ultimate Lucy Lawless experience, which includes a cocktail party with Lucy, of course, Xena Warrior Princess, autograph and photograph, plus weekend entry to Oz Comic Con. We've got one more to give away. So 13:33:53, when you hear this... Xena Warrior Princess Catch Cry. It will play again sometime between now and 6 o'clock. Give me a call. We'll take the first caller. The Oz Comic Con this weekend, April 2 to 3. Get your tickets from OzComicCon.com. And Xena Warrior Princess Lucy Lawless herself joins us right now. Hello.
Hello.
It is so nice to be talking to you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You've just stepped off the flight. Did it go well?
Yeah, it was sort of bogus long daytime flight. You know, you get on the morning and you think it's going to be hellishly boring, and then you just crash out because just for once you have no reason not to, you know.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I had a big nana nap.
Oh, that sounds lovely. So you didn't get a chance to actually watch any, like, I don't know, old episodes of Xena Warrior Princess or anything like that while you're on the flight?
I didn't.
No?
I didn't opt for that. I could have, I suppose. But
where have you come from? Where have you been the last couple of days?
I'm shooting Ash vs. Evil Dead in New Zealand.
You're in Ash vs. Evil Dead?
Yeah, I sure am.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And there's a lot of stunting this year. Like, my character came alive this season, so I'm back fighting. It's so crazy for me to be fighting. I always hated it during Xena. It was like, oh, my God, really? The stupid fighting? You want me to learn another fight? Are you kidding me? And now... I'm like super kind of into it. I'm really proud of it. And, you know,
why? What's changed? What's the difference?
What's changed is I just turned 48 a couple of days ago, and
congratulations.
I'm really proud now that I can do it still.
Yeah.
And like all the old instincts kick in, and as long as I go to yoga religiously at every opportunity, I don't hurt myself. I'm pretty good at it, you know.
My
and
God.
I never liked that before. I never enjoyed it, but No, I feel proud of it.
You look fantastic.
I'm holding it together with a whole lot of tape. You know, Bette Davis used to use a bulldog clip on the back of her neck.
You're kidding.
And I can see one day, this is going to be a day when I've got a bulldog clip on the back of my neck.
Hopefully, and by the looks of things, that day is going to be a long way off, let me tell you.
Oh,
so you're in town. So. You're in town this weekend for Oz Comic Con, which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
You've just blown my mind a little bit because, I mean, Xena Warrior Princess, we know you for being a warrior princess. We know you for fighting, but it wasn't something that you were really keen on.
Oh, no, I hated it. I always dreamed I'd be doing Shakespeare and you know, and for a kid who grew up through the 70s and then was a teenager in the 80s, to get to RADA was the big dream, but I didn't know how. I didn't know how to get there. And then this crazy job kind of fell in my lap, and I had to learn to deal with it, and I was very bad for a couple of years. I was black and blue.
Yeah.
And then you just get good because you have to, you know, otherwise you're getting punched in the face all the time.
Yeah, of
course. Because you're putting your face in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Instead of going left, you go right, and you're going to meet somebody's fist.
And I don't imagine that that you would be the sort of I imagine you would be the sort of person who would take the bull by the horns and really get involved, get amongst it.
Yeah, because I had no choice, you know. So if I have no choice in something, I totally surrender to it, and that's really what Xena taught me, is just surrender to the demands of the job. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
If you fight what you have to do in life. We all hate our jobs sometimes. You know, get over it.
Just for anybody listening, RADA is the Royal Academy of Dramatic Acting, is it not?
Dramatic Arts.
Dramatic Arts.
You know, in London and in those days, you would have to go to the English consulate or embassy and get English phone books and find a number and call or send away an application. But you'd have to send away and ask them to send you an application from England. You know, there was none of this internet stuff. So things were really hard to achieve in those days. And then, in fact, when I was 18 or 19, I ended up living in Kalgoorlie.
What? As in, like...
And I got pregnant to my boyfriend in Coolgardie, actually, at the time.
Sorry, hang, wait a minute. Sorry,
came to Perth.
I need to stop you there for a moment. Because, hang on a sec. I had no idea. So you're saying Kalgoorlie and Coolgardie as in like WA Kalgoorlie and Coolgardie.
Right. But yeah, I was there for about 10 months, came to Perth to get my engagement ring when we found out that I was pregnant at 19 years old.
Yeah.
And thought, well, naturally what you do is get married. that was the olden times, you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah, and that's how I got the name Lawless, got married in Kalgoorlie.
Why were you in Kalgoorlie and why were you in Perth and how come you didn't stay?
Because we're dumb Kiwis who were travelling around Europe and my boyfriend said, oh, gosh, we're running out of money. I've got a good idea. Let's go to WA and work in the goldfields, get some more money so we can come back to Europe. Like, bloody idiot. that's the economic solution. Anyway, so we end up in the goldfields.
Yeah.
I get pregnant. We go home to have the baby and you know, resume life.
Wow, that's just an incredible story. And so close to home for us right here in Perth. Right now, Lucy Lawless, who played Xena Warrior Princess, she's in town for Oz Comic Con, which is happening at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre this weekend, and she's still with us. You still keep in touch with your sidekick from the show, the woman who played Gabriella?
Renee, absolutely, yeah. You know, that is a friendship forged in the heat of battle.
Is that right? Oh, my God, I'm stoked that you said it that way as well. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, because, you know, we did a lot of growing up through your 20s. We both went through relationship breakups and all sorts of ups and downs. I was pregnant and, you know, there were times when we were grumpy with each other. Well, actually, she got grumpy with me more often than I got grumpy with her. But we are sisters, really.
Now, Oz Comic Con,
one another.
You're going to be doing a whole bit of other things, including going to be on the panel there. I love the panel because it's an opportunity for people in the audience to actually ask you questions. I've always wanted to know.
Bring it. Bring it, WA. Bring me something original.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, how do you do original? I mean, this can't have been your first rodeo for this sort of stuff.
No, though, I must say, I don't do very many. And how do you be original? I'm just honest.
Yeah.
I just, whatever they ask me, I don't have too many prepared answers, though I have told the tale of being called Unco at school 100 times, I suppose. But yeah, you just respond as you see fit on the day. And
yeah,
I don't know. I like people, so.
That's good. That's a really good thing. Particularly someone in your position. That's a great thing.
Yeah, you better.
Right. The people in those that ask you questions, be honest, like, does it kind of make you go, oh my God, how into this were you? When you get the odd question where they're like, so Lucy Lawless, do you remember that back in episode 3 of season 2 of Xena Warrior Princess?
That actually never happens.
You're kidding!
Because I would always just be stumped by that. But what shocks me and makes me go, oh my God, how into this are you, is lots of people who feel like the show saved their lives. And that's astonishing, because Renee and I it was just a gig, a really cool, fun gig, you know. We couldn't believe they were paying us to do this, but that the end product meant so much to other people and they feel was a catalyst for a positive change in their lives. That you can't believe, because you're like, shit, I was just doing it for the money, you know? Or for the, because I'm an actor, I dreamed of having a gig.
Would that come from just as many blokes as it would women? Because I would imagine that, you know, I mean, back in the 90s, like in particular, you know, watching a couple of women just really kick ass on screen, it would have been great for a young girl going through her teens having a bit of trouble.
Yeah, really good. For anybody who was having a bit of trouble, it had a lot of resonance for whatever reason. And if people are marginalized, if they're minorities, gay, people who have medical issues or abuse, people who feel marginalized from society. But the dudes who liked it, they just like boobs and short skirts kicking ass. And they are welcome to, you know. I don't discriminate with my fans. I love them all.
I'm not going to lie to you. As a prepubescent teen at the time watching Xena Warrior Princess, I will put my hand up and say that that was what I loved it for as well. You know, yeah, definitely.
Well, I guess we knew that was part of the appeal. I guess that was no accident.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, look, I've got to say goodbye. But it has been such a pleasure talking to you. You are so wonderful and so open and honest, and I love that. So thank you.
No worries. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to me.
Oh, that's all right. And have a great time here in Perth at Oz Comic Con.
I will. I'm going to party like an animal all
night
long.
Thanks again, Lucy.
Bye.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.